Good morning, Talmidim.
Today's the Yahrzeit. My grandfather, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yitzchak, Zecher Tzadik B'Kodesh Livracha. My grandfather was the Tamar of the Chofetz Chaim. He lived by the Chofetz Chaim in Radin. He was also known as Rabbi Yaakov Shedlitzer, Rabbi Yaakov Kabrina. May his neshama have an aliyah. He's been a heilig yid is a given. Should be a melech yosha for the mishpacha. Should be a melech yosha for Gantz Klal Yisrael. It's chus should be for all of us. I want to speak about three topics. The first one we're going to speak about is the concept of Oinah. In this week's parsha, the parsha is Bahar. It speaks about Oinah and Momen, and Oinah and Devarim. The second piece I want to speak about is the Imbechi Koyse Taleichu, which is also this week's parsha. That has to do with Amelus B'Torah, has to do with how do we approach going to learn Torah. And the third part is not the Geshmaka piece, yet in Parsha B'chi Koyse is also mentioned the Toichacha, also known as the Toichacha, which is the unfortunate parts of people don't do what they're supposed to be doing, what ends up happening. And I think, based on what I heard, I didn't have the schus to know my grandfather, Zecher Tzadik B'Kodesh Livracha, but I think that the three parts of his life, he mastered in the concept of being careful with Einoah, mastered in the B'Chikoyse Taleichu, and unfortunately, due to the avoidance of the generation, or the Gezerah, he went through the Teichacha. He lived through, his mishpacha unfortunately perished during the time of the Second World War. And they went through probably all of the psukim and the Teichacha that generation went through. He was sent, b'shas, the Muhammad was broke out. He had been sent, Reb Chaim Moses sent him to America to collect for the Vada Yeshivas, to collect funds for the Vada Yeshivas in Europe. And while he was in America, that's when the mishpacha broke out, and unfortunately, his mishpacha perished, and he remarried in America, and that's from there he built Kindlech and Einiklech that are all trying to go in the right paths and do the right things. So the first thing that we see this week's parasha is Bahar, right after the concept of Shemitah, right after the Torah tells us about how to deal with the grounds and the Shemitah, it goes into how to do business. V'chisim kurumim kol ha-misecho, ikono b'yad ha-misecho, al toinu ish esochef. Don't fool, don't trick your friend. And Rashi says off in Platzer, we're talking about, you know, his moment. Be honest when it comes to doing business. Be honest when it comes to do money. Treat someone else's money as if it's yours. Very careful not to waste money. Be careful not to trick someone's money, not to take someone's money away, not to be deceitful. Be honest when it comes to money. A few psukim later, the pasuk tells us, again, the concept of Oinah, and Rashi here tells us that here Oinah is not referring to Oinah's mammon. Here Oinah is talking about Oinah's mom, Oinah's dvarim. So first let's understand what the word Oinah means, and then we could relate it to the words of mammon and or to the concept of dvarim. The word Oinah means don't inflict pain on someone else. Don't be dishonest to someone else. And many of the Mefarshim say, don't bring tsar to another person. So the first time it says, Al-Toynu Ishes Achav means, don't bring tsar when it comes to Dina Mominus. Don't trick someone. Don't do things that are going to cause him pain, whether he knows about it or does not know about it. Be honest when it comes to money. And the next Oinah, the next V'Loisoynu Ishes Amisa, which is just two psukim later, talks about Oinah's Devarim. Don't inflict pain to someone else with your words. Don't be hurtful to someone else. Besides other berries that there are, and the mitzvah b'haftu rach kamoicha, there's a iser of a no when you say a painful comment to someone else, you caused pain to another person, that's an iser, the iraisa of a no, of inflicting pain on someone else. The concept, we all know, the concept of gezel sheina. You're not allowed to wake someone up if they're sleeping, because you're still... That's not brought down in the Inyan of Gezela. Gezel Shena is causing someone pain. He's trying to rest. He's trying to sleep. And you're waking him up. You're making noise or whatever it is. You're disturbing someone's sleep. It goes into a gather of Oinah. You're causing someone pain. So the Torah tells us, and again, this is a build-up in order to reach the Imbech Koyse Taleichu. in order to be able to, the Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah, the Derech Eretz before the Torah, be careful, number one, with someone else's money, and be very, very careful when it comes to Einoras Devarim, not to say words that could cause pain to someone else. And in Halacha it's brought down even, that Einoras Devarim causing pain to someone else is worse than Einoras Mammon. Because by Mammon, if you're deceitful and you trick someone when it comes to money, you could always, Efshal Al-Shava, you could always give it back. Nitin Al-Shava, you can give it back. Yet when it comes to Einoras Devarim, it comes to saying a painful comment, something that you've made someone feel bad, you brought sorrow to someone else because of a comment that you made a joke, you made fun of the other person, you can't take that back. The person may be able to forgive you. He may be able to be a vater, and he's a vater on what you said, but you can't take back the pain that you caused to the person. So Chazal tells a man is passing the halacha that Einoras Devarim is worse than Einoras Mammon. Saying a painful comment is worse than being deceitful when it comes to money. Both are bad. But can you imagine the concept of if a comment was made and you caused someone pain? And it's not only if you said a comment to the person. If you tell someone else that this boy can't play in the game, you have a game, you're going out for recess, and so you tell someone he can't play in the game, and that person hears that he was singled out, that he can't play in the game, that caused the person tsar, you inflicted tsar, you were over on a notice of arm. And even if you didn't say anything with your mouth, let's say you went to the board, and you wrote on the board something that caused someone else pain. And in your mind, what's the big deal? It's a camp joke. It's a camp joke. It has nothing. It's a joke. I wrote it on the board. It caused someone else pain. It was painful to the one that was written about. It may have been funny for the writer, but not for the one that it was meant to be. That is an isid, a rice of a nos devarim. It was only a joke. Was it a joke for everyone around? Or the one that was, the joke was about, it was painful to him. And if it was painful for him, it's an issue that arising. You have to figure out a way how to do tshuva on that. I didn't say anything. I didn't use my words. I know it's the verb. Using your words. No. I know if it was even written or was singled, you made a wink with the eye or you said a comment, something that was embarrassing to someone else, that was a joke on someone else's cheshbon, that's considered knows the verb. And tshuva has to be done. How careful we have to be. Today we don't know much about it. Yet, years ago, many years ago, there was a concept called of a dibuk. A dibuk was where there was an neshama that went up to Shemayim and didn't fulfill its tafkit. And again, it's not that I know much about it. It's way beyond my level of understanding even. Yet if the dibuk didn't fulfill its mission in this world, then at times, if the neshama needed a tikkun, still had to fulfill something, that the neshama was sent down to this world, and it was attached into a person, and it would be as if this person became now a new person. The neshama would start talking, and people that would look at this person, what's going on with you? What happened to you? And it would be the neshama that's talking, the ruach that's talking within the person. It looked like the person that went to Meshuggah, but really it was a different ruach, it was a different neshama that went into a person. It's called a dibuk. I think the last dibuk, the last known real dibuk, was in the time of the Chofetz Chaim. And my Zayde Zeche Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, whose yard site is today, Rabbi Yaakov Reb Yitzchak, was one of the minion that the Chofetz Chaim called together. He called together from his 10 prize Talmidim, his 10 top Talmidim, to a room, and called the dibuk into the room, and had a conversation with the dibuk, and somehow, through the helikite of the helik Chofetz Chaim, and his 10 Talmidim, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was one of the minyan at the time. Somehow he was able to get the dibuk out of the person's body. The person's nail, I believe, started bleeding. By his nail, it started bleeding. The window cracked, and the dibuk flew out of the through the glass. That was, I think, the last known dibuk that we know of. And I think since then there wasn't a real dibuk. There was another story since then, but not in a person, in a fish. It's a story that happened that a dibuk came into a fish and the fish started speaking. That was a separate story. But I heard a story which is a scary story. That there was one of these dibuks that came into a person, and a ruach and a shama came into a person, and he started talking divrei, he started talking terrible things. And they knew the person didn't just, it didn't just come crazy. Today they put him into a mental institution. I mean, Hashem, these things don't happen today, the dibuk. But at the time, the dibuk came into a person. And they went, they called one of the greatest tzaddikim of the times, Rav Moshe, I didn't get the last name. They called one of the greatest tzaddikim, and he called together his greatest tzaddikim, and put the person into a room, and the person was spilling out things and saying terrible things. And they knew it's not the person that's speaking, it's a ruach, someone else that's speaking. And they asked him, why did you have to come back down to this world? What happened that you had to come back to this world? And the Dibuk answered the following story. He says, I was a regular person. I did what I was supposed to be doing. I learned. I davened. I did mitzvahs. I did aveiros. I was a regular person. I was a good person. Good person. When it came up to Shemayim, I was able to, throughout my mitzvahs that I did, a lot of it wiped out some of the aveiros that I did, etc. And I had to still do some tikkun up there. Yet there was one thing that they weren't going to forgive me. And they wouldn't allow me to go into Gan Eden for all the mitzvahs that I did because of one thing that I still wasn't misakin. I didn't get a tikkun. I didn't complete. I have unfinished business. So they asked that ruach, what was the unfinished business that you didn't complete? So he says, I once came into the Beis Medrash, and there was a Yid Talmud Chacham in the Beis Medrash who was sitting and saying Tehillim. And he was up to Kapitel Pei Tes. In Kapitel Pei Tes, Pasuk Lamed Ches. But let me start with Lamed Zayin already, so you'll have what happened over here. Pasuk Lamed Ches says, Lamed Zayin says, Zaroi le'olam yeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kids are going to last forever. Until Mashiach comes, the kids of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to last forever. V'chisoi chashemesh negdi, and the chains, the shalshelas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kids, the generations are going to live on, just like the sun shines every day. Klal Yisrael is going to continue to shine every day. Pasuk Lamed Ches, Ki Yoreach Yikoin Oilam, like the moon that is always going to be there, the moon is always going to shine. Ve'ed Bashachak Neman Selo. Ve'ed is the Yoreach, the stars, the Kechavim. Bashachak Neman Selo, just like they're trusted to come up every single day and shine every single day and every night, so too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kids are going to shine every day and every night. So the pasuk says, "Ki reach yikon oilam ve'ed b'shachak neman selo." And this Talmud Chacham was in the middle of saying Tehillim, and he said, "Ki reach yikon oilam vo'ed b'shachak neman selo." Instead of saying oilam ve'ed, he read it as oilam vo'ed. He made a mistake. Sometimes we make a mistake in our career. We don't necessarily think about the full Pirush Hamilos. So he made a mistake. He said, instead of saying oilam ve'ed, he said oilam vo'ed. So this person went over to him and said, ha ha, you consider yourself a Talmud Chacham? You think you're a Talmud Chacham? You're an Amoris. You don't know that it's not Oilam Voed. It's Oilam and the next Ve'ed. He says, because of making fun of this other person, I caused that person tsar that they couldn't give me a ticket for. Until I come back down to this world in someone else's body and beg for a ticket. And at that time, the tzaddikim that were there together gave a tikkun and whatever that he was supposed to do, and the dibuk flew out. It's a very painful story. But we have to realize the power of our words. Sefer Chofetz Chaim writes so much, a whole sefer, and his life he dedicated, the Zaydis Rabbi, his life he dedicated, besides Mishneh Berurah, and besides the halachas, and besides everything, was how to encourage people to be careful with your mouth. Oinos Devarim is worse than Oinos Mammon. You think you make a joke, and if it hurts someone else, you cause someone else tsar, we don't know the ramifications of what can happen later on because of a comment that we made that was painful to someone else. Oino. Let's go to the Amelus Patayrim B'chikoyse Telechu. This week's Parashim B'chikoyse Telechu. We're not going to go through the 52 Psukim, the Purushim of the Hedige or Chaim HaKadosh on this week's Parasha. But I think I mentioned this before and I want to say it again. And B'chikoyse Telechu talks about if you go in the ways of the Torah, and you keep the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises you, I will give you good things, I will give you brachas, I will give you whatever you need if you follow the ways. So a lot of them first ask, why does it say if you go in the ways of the Torah? Say in say tishmeru, in say you'll keep it, you'll guard them, you'll do. Why teilechu? So the Medrash Rabbah, famous Medrash Rabbah that says, and he spoke about this before, the Medrash Rabbah says in David HaMelech said, Choshavti derochai, I was planning my ways. I went out in the morning and I said, you know what? Let me see what I have to do, what type of business I have to do. V'ashiva ragle ledesecho. And somehow my feet took me back to the Beis Medrash. I was planning on going here, I was planning on going there, I was planning on going to see this house, I was planning on doing this business, whatever David HaMelech says he was planning on doing. And somehow my feet brought me right back into the Beis Medrash. I had one plan and I ended up doing something else. So some of the Mefarshim ask a question, what was David HaMelech's plan already? David HaMelech was a tzaddik shebe tzaddikim. What already was his plan? Where was he planning on going? What type of business deals was he planning on doing? Where instead of doing the business deals, somehow his feet took him right into the Beis Medrash. Zok Reb Simcha Shustel zeich a tzaddik levrocha the reshiva of Stamford, Connecticut. An unbelievable part. He says as follows. David HaMelech, every morning when he woke up, made a cheshbon hanefesh. What's my plan for today? What do I want to accomplish today? And he had a list of things that he wants to accomplish. Choshavti derochai. He thought about his ways, his plan for the day. What does he need to accomplish that day? And he knew David HaMelech was a melech and he had to do a lot of things. But one thing he did after he made his plan. Oshivu ragle ele desecho. He went into the Beis Medrash first. After he made his plan, what he wants to accomplish that day, he went into the Beis Medrash and davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu that his plan should work out and learned in honor of in the schus that his plan should work out and then went on to be the melech and do whatever he had to do. So, the Heilige Reb Simcha Shustel Zecher Tzaddik Levracha, a person, we're not talking about only the person that's sitting and learning all day long. The person even that's doing business, the person that's out in the work field, you have a plan what you want to accomplish. First, go say a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Go learn something that you should have siyata d'shmaya, that you should be successful. The Hilik Chofetz Chaim Zecher Tzaddik Levracha says that tefillah isn't only the shachris melechem ayiv that we daven every day. Tefillah is avodah shebelev. It comes from your heart. Your heart should say a tefillah multiple times a day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please help me be successful. I'm going to do business. I'm a talmid in yeshiva. I want to be successful. I want to understand my learning. Help me understand the learning. I want to play my recess. I want to have a good game. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me enjoy my recess time. I want to be able to have a good time by recess. I want to win by recess. Say it, feel your own words. No one has to know about it. It's you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Choshavti derochai, you have a plan. You're thinking about something. But Yeshiva Raglan Nesecha, first go say a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should be successful. Comes the afternoon. Afternoon is harder for some boys. I have a hard time with math. I have a hard time with reading. Say a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, Shiva Ragel El Nesecha, go to the Beis Medrash. It doesn't have to be in the Beis Medrash, but it means go into the Beis Medrash of yourself, your inner lev, avodah shebelev, and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me that I should be matzliach during math class. Help me that I should be matzliach during English class. Help me that I should be successful even with the teacher that I don't get along with. Help me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I shouldn't be over on a nos devarim. Help me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I shouldn't hurt anyone else. All of these are tefillahs that every single person should say in himself and have a mind. V'shiva ragel sechah, that I should be successful. But that comes with the tefillah first. And that's what the Medrash tells us of the Heilige Reb Simcha Shustel. Choshavti derochai, you have a plan, you want to do things, you want to accomplish things. First davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should be successful. Learn in the honor that you should be successful, that's chos. And then comes Amelus Batayra. Amelus Batayra. Te'emel and Batayra, people, there are different levels of learning Torah. There's a level of people that learn Torah that are shaku on learning, people that learn all day and all night, and that's real Amelus Batayra. That's plugging the Torah. And Torah, it's not how much you accomplish, it's how much effort you put in. A person that's on a diet, Mokshem, you don't have to know about these type of things. But those that are careful what they eat, if they always feel full and they always feel comfortable, chances are the diet is not working. If they're always full, they're always okay. In order to lose weight, you have to feel hungry. You have to feel a bit uncomfortable. Those that do exercise, Mokshem, you don't have to do it. You're healthy people. But those that have to do exercise, whether it's therapy or for whatever reason they're doing exercise, if it doesn't hurt, then it's not really accomplishing much. You have to put yourself in a state where you're working hard and you're feeling it in your bones. You're feeling it here, you're feeling it there. It's achy here, it's achy there. Once it hurts, you're feeling a bit uncomfortable. That's when you know that it's working. If someone is sitting and learning some examples that I used before, and he's very comfortable, they sit back, the foot is on another chair, the sefer is leaning like that, and they have a big drink next to them. They can sip while they're learning. They're going to get a lot of schar for the learning. Don't get me wrong. They're going to get schar for the learning. But that's not what's called amelus batayra. If the learning is coming very comfortable, then you should know you're going to get schar for the learning that you're learning. But that's not the real learning that we're referring to. You have to make yourself a bit uncomfortable. You have to work hard. And the harder you work, the more of an everlasting impression the learning will have on you. If you're sitting back very comfortably and it's as if you're reading a paper and you're reading the magazine, so it happens to be now it's the magazine and now it's the Gemara, you're going to get tchar. We're not making light of those that learn, because every second of Torah you get tchar. But that's not for the authentic, that's not for the high class B'nai Torah. There's a concept called a shvachi yid. A shvachi yid is someone that's weak. Someone that's weaker. He's a good yid, but he's not yet at the level of a real B'nai Torah. So for shvachi yidin, that's very good. You make yourself comfortable, at least you're sitting and learning, you're doing something that's good. But that's a person that's a bit weak. For the real B'nai Torah, someone that has this chus to sit and learn and understands what a real amelus b'Torah looks like, that person has to make sure that when he's learning, he's not feeling so comfortable. He's putting extra effort. He's working hard. By the end of the day, you should be wiped out. You shouldn't have any koiches from all the amelus b'Torah that you put in. Torah tells us if you put in the koiches, you put in the effort, then you're going to see results. You're going to see tremendous results. But there's unfortunately a true fact that people don't like to speak about, today's days especially. People like to speak about happy things. Everyone wants to feel happy. Everyone wants to feel good. Everyone wants to feel happy. Don't talk to me if it's too much. Yet the Torah in Parshas B'Chukosai has to unfortunately tell us about what happens for those that, I don't care. There's a concept called accountability and responsibility, and that's the Teichacha. The Teichacha is a painful lane. It's painful learning about the Teichacha. Yet you have to understand that the world is not Hefgewelt. The world is not a place where, okay, I do whatever I want to. I heard from the Reshiva in Eitz Chaim, he spoke on Pesach, so he spoke about the concept of Avdus. So he said that today, it's not that a person says, you know what, I can decide if I do want to learn or I don't want to learn. You know what, I bet some don't have to learn, but I choose to learn. No. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he took over the Avdus, the Klal Yisrael are now Avodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single person here is obligated. We're in Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're obligated to learn. We're obligated to keep the Torah and mitzvahs. A person can't say, it's not for me, I don't want to. Sorry, sir. You're an Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have a choice. And unfortunately, those that comes to Teichacha, and sometimes the Teichacha is a wake-up call for the rest of us. Sometimes if you see unfortunate things are happening in the world, we have to see, we have to hear, we have to talk about it. There are unfortunate things that happen to the world. And as the Ramban says, it's a wake-up call for all of us. When we hear that there's unfortunate things happening in the world, how can I improve myself to be a better yid? How can I put more amelus into our learning? What can I do to help me out better? Growing up, I was in yeshiva. There was an accountability that anyone that came even a minute late to class, there was something called knas. You had to pay knas. Doesn't matter if you came a minute late or you came 5 minutes late, you had to pay $5 knas. There was a Rebbe that stood at the door. He was the manal. And he stood at the door, and everyone that came a minute late, he just put out his hand, and the boys knew you have to put in a $5 bill into his hand. Now, someone that paid $5, or maybe twice he had to pay $5, never came a minute late to class again. He never did. There was a certain level, I don't want to lose money. So when it comes to money, people understand. And the Beis Medrash was full. And it was Fatuk Seder. We had an hour of learning before davening. So let's say davening was 7:45, 6:45, everyone had to be in Beis Medrash, and we had a Seder, an hour Seder before, and if you came at 6:47, you had to pay $5. And the Beis Medrash was jam-packed. Everyone was there. Especially if they had to pay once $5, they didn't have to pay again usually. No one wants to lose money. Sometimes that accountability, that toichacha, is what motivates us to do what's right, and then we reach the Amelus B'Torah quicker. So when Torah starts off with HaKadosh Baruch Hu also tells us to be careful. Don't just take it for granted, because those that are not Amelus B'Torah can cause the terrible Teichacha that's also mentioned in this world, and which is way worse than paying a $5 knas, which is way worse than a detention, which is way worse than a suspension, which is way worse than any accountability, anything that a teacher will give at you. So the teichacha, the purpose of teichacha, is to give us the koiches, to give us the strength, to work on our melos b'tayra, to work on our doing better, to work on being careful that we should keep to the right path. We should be careful, and remember that it starts off with being careful with einos devarim. Einos momen, einos devarim. All of it, the derech eretz kadma l'tayra, is a prerequisite in order to be able to be matzliach later on. We don't want the painful process. We don't want the teichacha. But let's remember, there is such a concept of teichacha, there is such a thing of Gehenem. We don't speak about Gehenem. We don't want to have to speak about Gehenem. Baruch Hashem, our Talmidim are motivated, they're good, they're tzaddikim, they're working towards, and they should appreciate what they're doing, they should appreciate the Amelus B'Torah. And if they do see the person with the large coffee gulp while he's learning his Daf HaYomi Shir, it's a beautiful thing. He's getting schar for his learning. Hashvach Yid. That's not what the real Ben Torah looks like. The real Ben Torah puts in the Amelus. The real Ben Torah feels that pain when he's doing his exercise. He feels the pain when he's losing weight. He feels the pain when he's growing and steiging and limit the Torah. May we be from the starke Yidin. May we be from the healthy Yidin that understand what Amelus with Torah is. That we don't need that Teichacha. We know that this Teichacha. We learn about the Teichacha, but we should never have to live Teichacha in the Zayin. We should have an Aliyah. Class begins at 9:12.